Our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the gospel lesson for today, Luke chapter 23, verses 27 through 43. Last Sunday of the church year, a time to focus on the last of all things, the last experiences that we all have in our lives and things we do, things we accomplish. Things we don't accomplish, it can't be accomplished. The end of the world is soon coming, says Scripture, 2,000 years ago, and still is. 1,000 years is as a day to the Lord, says St. Peter. We are moving toward that great day when we will see Jesus face to face. Trumpet will sound, angels will come down with Jesus and bring all those who have gone before us in the faith. And if we're still here, we'll be changed. Our bodies will become from the graves if we've died already, and our souls will be reunited, and we'll reign with Christ in glory forever and ever. Everybody will be raised from the dead. Those who are unbelievers will go to eternal damnation, and those of us who simply receive the gift of Jesus, his free love and mercy and forgiveness, will have no more tears, no more pain, no more suffering, no more endings, because eternity lasts forever. And serving our risen Lord with joy and peace. That's what happens on the last day. We know the story. We know how it's going to end, don't we? We know the beginning, too. We know how we got into this. From our Adam and Eve, our grandma and grandpa went into sin, and we're born in sin. And we have a trip to take through this life in continual repentance and forgiveness and joy in Jesus. All because he lived perfect for us, died on the cross for every sin we could possibly commit, and rose from the dead to love us this very morning, to bless us in the paradise of his mercy and grace. Well, I got a daughter-in-law her and I are both fans of Columbo. You know that detective, and from back in the 70s, he made a bunch of mysteries, the Columbo mystery series, and we watched that together. She even bought me a Columbo t-shirt. I got it on right now, and we put those on, and we watched Columbo, and it's always so exciting. It's a different kind of approach, you know. We know from the very beginning who the murderer is. We know who got murdered. We know who did it, but Columbo doesn't know. And he acts like he's not very smart, too. He trips through every situation as he's trying to solve this mystery. And as he works through this stuff, as he's getting ready to leave, his suspects will turn around and say, "Hey, just one more thing. Just one more thing." And he'll ask him one question that really puts him on the edge. We like that because we know how the ending's going to be. We know that Columbo is going to get the guy in the end. In the end, we go through life that way. We have different situations that come upon us as Christians that cause us, we don't know what they're going to be. It seems like the events of life always were just one more thing that goes wrong, one more thing that blesses us. But it's always one more thing until we get down to the end, the main thing, the means of blessing of seeing Jesus face to face. Well, my daughter-in-law, Katie, some years ago, she had leukemia. And she almost died of that. But God blessed us with a bone marrow transplant, and it took. And she's alive and healthy today so that we can celebrate together God's grace. She says, "You know, that was a horrible thing to go through. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, and I don't want to go through it again. But what a blessing in that immense weakness and suffering. Christ came to me in such a special way. My faith grew so much during that suffering and that pain, and that when the healing came, it was like he lifted me up from the grave." Oh, how great that is. But just one more thing. Her daughter Zoe, my granddaughter, she's got leukemia now. So we're going through that one more time. But we trust the Lord Jesus to be in that through this veil of tears until we all get to the place of paradise that he has promised us. Well, the world looks at us as foolish, you know. St. Paul says that the world will always think we're like childlike, stupid little kids because we believe that God sent someone to die for our sins and conquer death for us. They say, you know, you die, you're just done, that's all. And they don't think that it's even anywhere possible that there'd be an afterlife. And they make fun of us. They mock us. They mocked Jesus on the cross, didn't they? But you know, St. Paul says, the foolishness of God is stronger than any wise person. The weakness of God is stronger than the strongest man. And so let them call us fools. Let them mock us. Let them make fun of us. They did Jesus on the cross, did they not? Jesus, as he hung on the cross, they said, come down. If you're the Savior, save yourself. He could have done that. He could have come down and called his angels forth and been victorious that way. But that wasn't the plan of victory that God had for us in his immense love and compassion he has for the world. He expressed it through his Son, his only begotten Son, dying for our sins, taking our punishment. And they mocked him. The soldiers tried to give him sour wine. The Jews said, if you're the king of the Jews, come on down from there. And yeah, it was a terrible situation. The thieves that were crucified with him mocked him until one on his right said, stop it. This guy hasn't done anything wrong. We are the ones who are being punished for what we have done. And he looked at Jesus and said, please remember me in your kingdom when you go to your kingdom. And Jesus looked at him. That little proclamation of faith that came to him at that moment, Jesus turned to him and said, today you will be with me in paradise. He says that to us too. Said it in baptism. He'll say it in the sacrament pretty soon. He comes to us with the absolution and holds us and says, it's okay. It's okay. He gives us with repentance. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. You ever feel like you outsin God's grace? Like, you know, am I really sorry for that? Oh, this is awful. Well, you know what? That's not your work. The Holy Spirit is the one that writes repentance in your heart. Goes, gives us contrition for our sins. And then he hauls us to the cross. The law is preached to us to show us our sin. But then the gospel lifts us out of that sin, cleans us in Jesus' blood, wraps us in his righteousness, and says, this is your state before the Father. Even though you still struggle in sin, keep laying those sins at the cross. It's not foolishness. It's victory found only in Jesus. Through his life, through his death, through his resurrection, as it comes to us in baptism and grabs us in the depths of our souls and our hearts and says, you're blood-bought. You belong to me. Don't run away from me. Keep your eyes focused on me. Walk on water with me. We'll do the impossible in the gift of saving faith. Joy was a lady, 61 years old, that was fighting liver cancer for several months. And people would come to see her, and she would just give a beautiful testimony. Give her love for Jesus to others. Give her confidence that the Lord was soon going to take her to be with her in glory. And as she got close to the end of her life, her family said, just relax. Just let go. Don't keep trying to breathe. And she'd fall asleep and wake up and fall asleep and wake up. And one time she woke up and she looked at him and said, I'm scared. It's like the faith wasn't there anymore. It was there. It's just that the weakness of the flesh, we get scared, don't we? And we have doubts sometimes too. Does that mean that we don't have faith? Does that mean that we're losing something? No, because God's not going to lose us. When we have a desire for Jesus, and we have desire for faith in the midst of our doubts and fears, he's there. And he always forgives us and loves us and keeps his hand of mercy and grace upon us. Jesus was mocked, and so are we. But you know what? Even from the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And then he also said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And that word comes from the heart of Jesus in his humanness. And God was there with him too. But impossible for us to understand, Jesus expressed the lostness that you and I would have without him. But we're never forsaken. And he never forsakes us. He is always with us. And he blesses us as we go with him through this life, travel through the mysteries that come upon us, knowing that there's always one more thing, but he is always there with us to bring us to the end that we know is there, an end to be with him forever, an end to save us and heal us and bless us, and so that we never have sorrow again. Yeah. Today, you will be with me in paradise, he says to the thief. And he says to us, yes. The women, 3 days after he was crucified, went to the grave, and he was risen from the grave. They saw him mocking death. Jesus mocked the enemy. Satan was defeated there. The one who thought he might have had the last fatal blow was put in the dust by Jesus. Victory over the grave. Your victory, my victory. And there's nothing he can do to take that away. It belongs to us. God's free gift of love and mercy, no strings attached, that we receive through his word and his sacrament. Well, Joy, before she died, she wrote out her testimony, and at her visitation, people were able to read her confidence, even in the midst of fear and tears, that Jesus had a hold of her heart in his eternal love. Her favorite verse was Romans 10, where it says, if you believe that Jesus rose from the dead, you are saved. Or Isaiah 26, he is in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, who trusts in thee. She witnessed of God's victory for her as she in weakness took those last breaths and her body was put in the ground. Her soul went to paradise. What is paradise? It's not the eternal home we're going to have. Paradise is a place we go when our bodies are put in the ground and we're with Jesus. Paul says it's far better to be away from the body than at home with the Lord. We're at home with Jesus. But then when time comes to an end, he comes back with those who have gone before us in the faith. And all will be united with them and with the bodies that are in the grave. And then we'll go to the new Jerusalem, the new kingdom, the new earth, and we will live with him and praise him and glorify him forever. Yeah, we know the end of the story. We keep praying, Lord, remember me in your kingdom. And there's just that one more thing, that one last thing. Today, you will be with me in paradise. May God grant it to us for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.